Today she's Masechta Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Tezvah. We will begin on Daf Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Beis. Six lines from the bottom. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shum Rehuda Rav Shimon. Rabbi Yochanan teaches us in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Shimon. Interesting that the Rashbam points out the reason the Gemara uses the words Meshum Rabbi Yehuda, not as usual, as the Gemara would normally say, Amr Yochanan, Amr Rabbi Yehuda, says the Rashbam, because Rabbi Shimon was not Rabbi Yochanan's Rabbi Muvik, and he did not typically say over halacha in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. So that's why the Gemara uses a different type of wording than it normally does. One Amira quotes another Amira. That Taira, Midaraisa Av Yorish Spinai. The father should be the Yorish of his son or daughter. If Rachmanel's son, they pass away without children. Vishi Yoreshes Spinai, and so too should the mother of an individual who Rachmanel's son passes away without children be the Yorish of her son and daughter. Shenemar, because the Torah says, a pasuk that we've quoted many times in our shiurim, v'chol bas yireshes nachla matos bnei Yisrael. The Torah uses the words matos, a lashon rabim, to teach us makish mato em lemato av, that the halacha of a mother and a father is similar. Ama mato av yirish es bnei, as we learned extensively on daf kuf ches, the halacha is that a father is the yorish of a son if the son passes away without children. Av mato aim, the same should be the halacha by a mother, haisha yorish espana, if the son passes away without children, his mother should be her yorish. Ask the Gemara, Eisrei Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, to which Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, how can we say such a halacha? Let's go back to the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek. The Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek taught us Isha Espana, V'Isha Espala, V'Chia Eim, a wife, a mother, a sister, all of them, Manchilim, could be the ones that somebody gets a Yerusha from, V'Loi Noichlim, but they are never the individuals who are the people who give a Yerusha. So how can we suggest, ask the Gemara, that a mother should be the Yorish of her child? Amalei, to which Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon said to Rabbi Yochanan, Mishnah Seinu, this Mishnah, any day of Mishana. I don't know who taught the halacha this Mishnah, because he says, I actually do not agree with what the Mishnah says. So ask the Gemara, V'leimalei, why shouldn't he have the answer? Why shouldn't he say that our Mishnah represents, as we've learned earlier in the Perek, represents the opinion of Rabbi Zechariah ben Ketzavhi. It's the opinion of Rabbi Zechariah ben Ketzav, the Leidorish Matos, that he doesn't connect the halacha of Mato Eim to Mato Av, and that's why he used that to teach us that a son does not come before a daughter when it comes to Hilchas Yerusha. And therefore, he'll also not say on that Rabbi Yehuda, who says that a mother yarshins, just like a father yarshins, based on the word matois, he doesn't subscribe to that limud. Answers the Gemara, Loima tukta masnisik Rabbi Zechariah ben Ketzav. We can't explain that our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Zechariah ben Ketzav. The Tani, our Mishnah said, Ubnei ha'achois ha'meis, Noichlim v'loim manchilim. V'tana, and we learned on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel in explaining that halacha of the Mishnah. B'nei achos, the sons of a daughter of a mace, the sons of a sister of a mace, maybe his yarshim. V'loi b'nei achos, not the daughters of a sister could be the yarshim. And when we learned that Gemara, V'amrinan, when we learned the Gemara to explain the Mishnah, that the Braisa taught us that halacha, and the Gemara wanted to explain what does the Braisa mean to teach us with this halacha. Because as we explained, that it can't mean that if a sister's children are the Yorish of an uncle, that it could only be her sons, not her daughters. Because if the sister's a Yorish, if the sister's a Yorish, and the sister, if the sister's a Yorish, and if she's not here, it passes on to her children, it doesn't make a difference if the children she left over are sons or daughters. So Amar Rav Sheshes taught us that what it meant to teach us was lekadem. What it meant to teach us is not that the daughters are never, that the nieces, the sister's daughters, are never possibly yarshim. All it means is that if the sister had sons and daughters, so the sons come before the daughters. V'isakadatach. That's how we explain what our Mishnah means to teach us. It says the Rav Yisakadach Masnison. If Rav Zechariah ben Gitzavi, if we want to say that our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rav Zechariah ben Gitzav, so we know that Rav Zechariah ben Gitzav taught us on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph that Echad HaBen v'Echad HaBas Shoven b'Nechseyim, sons and daughters are equal, and we don't have this halacha that the sons come before the daughters. Ask the Gemara. So now we have to understand. So similarly, the halacha should not be that the son comes before the daughters. So if we see that our Mishnah does say that the son comes before the daughters, we can't explain that our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rav Zechariah ben Aktsav, the Tana Didon. So now tries the Gemara to understand the opinion of our Tana, the Tana Didon. And when we speak about the Tana of our Mishnah, Manavshach, let's understand his opinion. E darish matas. If he learns the word matos, that the mato aim comes before the mateo av, that the mato aim and the mateo av are treated the same. So, if that's the case, then he should, and that's why we learn that the son always becomes before the daughter, both when he's yarshening his father or if he's yarshening his mother. So then, the word matos, as we began our shiur today, is here to teach us that ishanami tirishes benoi, that just like a father, if his son did not have any children, is the yorish of his son, so too should be the mother the yorish of her son if he passed away without any children. V'loy darish matos, and if the Tana of Amish doesn't learn matos, so then the aloch that we just mentioned, that we learned on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, that ben the koinim la'abas b'nechseim, that a son takes precedence over the daughters by when the mother passed away, which we learned was based on the word matos, menole, from where will he know that halacha? Answers the Gemara l'olam darish kap matos. Our Tana does learn matos. So if that's the case, and that's why the sons come before the daughters, even when the mother passes away. So if that's the case, why doesn't he say matos to teach us that a mother yarshens a son just like a father yarshens a son? Shani ochad amakra v'chol ba'as yereshes nachla v'matas b'nei Yisrael. And the fact that the pasuk says yereshes nachla b'matos, the fact that the Torah uses that word, and the Torah does not use the word necheles mimatos, to teach us yereshes, that she could be a Yorish, a girl could be the Yorish, both of her mother and her father. Veinu mereshes, but she only, if she passes away, only her father could be her Yorish, but her mother, a mother, can never be her Yorish. So as we complete this piece of Gemara, we learn that if a mother passes away, both her sons or daughters could be her yarshim, but that the halacha is that sons come before daughters. But if a daughter or a son pass away, the mother is never the yarish. And that's why the halacha is that even if there is no father, but there is a mother, and the son, daughter die, the halacha, the mother is not a yarish. It goes further with the paternal relatives, and now with the mother. However, Tosfos earlier in our Masechta, on Daf Kuf Yudal Rambeis, the very maskil Af, teaches us that there is a case where a mother could be a Yairish. And that's a case where the son has no paternal relatives. And it could be in one of two examples. One is if the son's father, Rachman Slan, was a non-Jew, so then there's no halachic relationship with that father. Or the father was a ger, and he was the only relative, halachic relative that the father had, because the father had him as a son and then died and had no other relatives. In that case, the halacha would be that it would go to the mother. However, other Rishonim, and that's the halacha, say that even in that case, the mother is not the Yairish, but it's rather treated like the estate of a ger, which we know the halacha is that the estate of a ger is hefker, and anyone could take possession of it. So the Truma Sedeshin discusses the halacha regarding an individual who is a stuki. The Gemara Masechta the Gedushin speaks about a shtuki as an individual whose father identity was never established. Somebody who was born out of wedlock without the father present. So here too, since he doesn't know who his father is, then he has no paternal relatives. And the Truma Sedeshin says that in such a case, again, he passes away even though he has a mother. And we know who his mother is. The halacha is that it's hefker. The Chavis Yor disagrees with the Truma Sedeshin. And he says, even though no one knows who is the father of his shtuki, there are relatives. We just don't know who they are. And therefore, says the Chavis Yor, we have no right to declare his estate hefker. Rather, it's like something that was lost, where there was no yiyush, that it has to remain at Shiyov Aliyov. The Tshuvas Maim Chaim differentiate between a shtuki whose father was never known, like somebody that we just spoke about, and rather a father who left town after divorcing his wife, and we don't know if when the father is. He says, in the case where we never knew who the father is, so there's no one who could effectively prove that he's the father, there's no one that could prove, therefore, that they are the relatives of the father. In the second case, where we knew who the father was, so somebody could bring Adam and say he was the father, or that he's the father passed away and he's the closest relative. And therefore, the two situations are not the same. The Mishnah now starts to sharpen its focus on the halachas of Yerusha, which we've been discussing so extensively. As we know, if somebody doesn't have, somebody's first Yarshim are his children, as we've just been discussing, the sons come before the daughters. If he doesn't have any children, then his father, it becomes his Yairish. If the person who was supposed to be the Yairish is no longer here, then, but he left children, then his children take his place. So for example, if we just said that a son is always, according to the halacha, considered the yairish of a father, so if the son passed away before his father, Rachman Litzlan, and then when the father dies, his father dies, but the son who had passed away had left children, so his children, which are grandchildren of the Nifter, take their father's place in the Yerusha. It teaches us the Mishnah Seder Nachlas Kachu. What is the Seder of Yerusha? Ish kiyamis the Torah Kedoshah says, Ish kiyamis o ben einloi. If somebody dies without any sons, then the Torah says, Vavartem es nachlos elabitoi. Then we give the Yerusha to the daughter. So the Torah is teaching us that only when there are no sons, that is when the daughter yarshins. But if there's a son, then this daughter doesn't yarshin. And that's why the halacha is ben kaidim labas. The son always comes before the daughter. Moreover, based on the halacha that we just learned, Kol Yetzi Recha Shel Ben, if there was a son, but the son had passed away before the father, but he had left children, they come Kodem Labas, they come before a daughter. And therefore, any grandchildren that are here from that deceased son come before a daughter who's their aunt, or even a great aunt, to Yarshin, the grandfather or the great grandfather. Now, if somebody had unfortunately passed away and he did not leave over any sons, but he left over a daughter or daughters, Bas Kodem Mislachim, the daughter comes before the brothers of the person who passed away. Not only does the daughter come before her uncles, the brother of the brothers of the Nifter, but all her descendants, Yotzei Recha Shel Bas Kodem Lachim, her descendants take precedence over the brothers of the Nifter. Achin, now the Mishnah teaches us another halacha. The brothers of the Nifter, Kodem Lachai Ha'av, take precedence over their uncles. As the Pasuk says, V'imei Le'bas, V'nisatem Es Nachlosoi L'Ochav. Yotzei Recha Shel Achim, and because these brothers are next in the line, as we say that if they're not here, their descendants, the descendants of person who's supposed to get the Yerusha, take precedent. And therefore, Yotzei Recha Shel Achim, Kodem Lachia Av, they come before the uncles. Of course, before we speak, whenever we speak about brothers, we remember that the Torah speaks about the brothers, paternal brothers, never maternal brothers. It's interesting that the Rishonim all ask that our Mishnah says that if he passes away, no children, no sons, no daughters, no grandchildren, his brothers are the next Yarshim. The question is that that isn't really the halacha. The halacha is that the father, as we've been speaking so many times, comes first. Why isn't that what the Torah says? And the Rishonim all explain that the reason it's not that that is not mentioned in our Mishnah, and that's not what the Pasuk speaks about, because the Torah did not want to speak about a child who died before his father. And therefore, even though halachically the father is the Yairish, but the Torah did not want to speak about that person. And therefore summarizes the Mishnah. Zeh klal. The rule is, kol ha-koydem v'nachla, yotzei reche koydemen. Whoever is first in line for Yerusha, not only is he first in line in Yerusha, but all of his descendants take his place to take precedence over any other Yarshim. V'av koydem kol yotzei rechei. This is the halacha that we just learned, that if somebody, Rachman Slam, passed away without children, then somebody passed away without children, but he still has a surviving father, his father takes precedent. So we speak here about the Nifter who didn't have children, and his children died before him, but he had grandchildren. So the Mishnah has been teaching us over and over that the descendants take place first. The question is, how do we look at that halacha? Do we look at that halacha, that's a halacha in Hilchos Yerusha, that grandchildren, if there are no children, if there's no children, then the grandchildren come first? Well, it's not a halacha in Hilchos Yerusha. Rather, the grandchildren take the place of their father. The father's not here. The father should have been the Yairish. He's not alive anymore, so his children take over his place. Rabbi Chanan, in the Kibbutz Shiurim, says that since the halacha is that we know that that anybody who's a Yairish is also Pasul Eidus, so the halacha is that that's why they are considered direct Yorshim. The Mishnah says, Bas Kodem Slachim, and Yotzei Recha Shel Bas Kodem Leachin. So the Achronim asked, the Torah says clearly, that if somebody dies without sons, his daughters take his Yerusha. What is our Mishnah coming to teach us? The Torah only says, v'im ein lebas v'nesatim s'nachlosoi la'ochiv. So isn't it clear? What's the Mishnah coming to teach us? So the Achronim explain, we learned at the beginning of our perek that the Yerusha of, that the Pasuk is Shalika say that the Pasuk is not to be followed exactly consecutively. So just relying on the Pasuk would be inadequate. And that's why the Mishnah had to teach us this halacha. When we speak about brothers being the Yarshim of a person who passed away without children, without a father, the question that we always speak about is how do we look at the halacha? How do we look at that Yerusha? The Ramban's opinion is that it's Yerusha Mikoyach Mishmush Av. They are not really Yarshim. They're the Yarshim of the Znifta's father. And since the father's not alive, and they are the sons of the father, so that's why they get the Yerusha. The Beis Yosef paskins, like the Beis Yosef also paskins like the Rajbam, who says that it's not because of Mishmash Av. The Ramah paskins like the Rabban. And there's, so we have here a fundamental machlokes. Is it direct? Are brothers Yarshim direct? Or are brothers Yarshim Mikoich Mishmash Av? There are many nafgaminas. At the end of the day, the Mishnah was very clear that the brothers are the Yarshim. We only have this machlokes, how does that Yerusha work? And the Achronim tried to understand Lamayin Afgamina. And then the question, so the Rebbe Kivega says a very simple Nafgamina. Kivega says a Nafgamina is, we know that if somebody passes away, but he owed money, then the people who he owed money to have a claim on that money. So now we have the following situation. The father owed money to someone, and the father is not here anymore, and the son of this father died, and his brothers, the Nifta's brothers, are going to be his Yarshim. And now we're discussing, based on what are they his Yarshim? Are they his Yarshim because they're Yarshim of the Mishmash Av, or are they Yarshim because they are direct Yarshim? If they're Yarshim because Mishmash Av, then the halacha would be that if the father owed money, Mishmash Av says that the money that the father owed belongs, money that the father owed, the father is the Yairish, and their brothers are only coming because of the father. If that's the case, then the halacha would be that the money that the father owed, because this is money now that the father is getting, should be paid to the Balei Chayiv. But if we say that the brothers are independent Yarshim, the Yarshim because they are the brothers of the Nifter, and when there's no one else, they are in the direct line of Yerusha, and then the halacha will be that they will get, then they won't have to pay that chayiv. Another nafgamina would be if the father had given direct instructions what should be done with any money that he gets. If we say that the Yarshim because of Mishmash Av, so then the father's instructions are in place. If they Yarshim direct, and the father never was a Yairish here because he's not around when his son died, so they would not be, his instructions would not be relevant. Another nafgamina is that Chassam Sofer says that the halacha is that a mumer, somebody who's a mumer, doesn't Yarshim his father. So now the question is, if one of the brothers is a mumer, will he get the Yerusha of his deceased brother? If he's a direct Yairish, so then he will. If he's not a direct Yairish, because he's only getting it because of his father, a mumer doesn't get the Yerusha of his father. Similar explanations, similar nafgamina is given by the Gedulei Shmuel. What would be if the son had said, one of his father's sons had said, I never want to have any benefit from something that belongs to my father. So if the father's the Yairish, this son would not be allowed to have benefit from this Yerusha, because he's getting the Yerusha through his father. If he's a direct Yairish, it wouldn't be a nafgamina. The Rav Shmuel Rozovsky quotes the Panovich Rav Zitzal, who says a nafgamina would be based on what the Rambam says. The Rambam says that we know that if somebody kills someone else, b'shagig, the Torah teaches us the halacha of the goyel hadam, that the closest, that a goyel hadam, until this murderer is in the Ari Miklat, has a right to attack the murderer. And the question is, who is a goyel hadam? So the Rambam says, mitzvah b'yad ha-goyel hadam. And the Rambam says, "V'kol haroy liyoshay, who is the definition? Who is a goyel adam? V'kol haroy liyerusha, who goyel adam?" It's the Rambam in Hilchos Roitzeach, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis. So now the question is, how do we look at these brothers? Are the brothers considered goyel adam or not? If we say that the brothers are direct yorshim, so then they are goyel adam because they are royally yerusha. But if we say that they're not direct Yarshim, the only reason they're Yarshim is because they're getting it from their father, so they're not considered direct Yarshim. If they're not considered direct Yarshim, then they aren't going to be able to be considered Goyel Hadam. The Rambam tells us that if, even though we've learned so many times that a husband is first in line in the Yerusha for his wife, if the husband dies before the wife, and then his Yarshim want to Yarshin from the wife, that won't be, the halacha won't be that way. Why not? And it goes back to something that we've spoken about so many times. That is, the halacha of Yerusha of a husband is different than any other halacha of Yerusha. When we speak about Hilchos Yerusha, so as we learned and we're learning, it's all dependent on relatives. But a husband, the Yerusha of a husband is not based on being related. The Yerusha of a husband is based on a new din. And that din is only the husband himself and not the Yarshim of a husband. And therefore, if the husband die is not here anymore, his Yarshim, even though our Mishnah keeps on teaching us the halacha, that the descendants of a Yairish take the place of the Yairish, that isn't the halacha over here. The Torah, Tamima, teaches us, one of the halachas that keep on coming up in our Shurim, is that the son is the Yairish of the father, and he always comes first, as we just learned. Even if he's not here anymore, his children come. Because, explains the Torah to Mima, the son is the natural Yairish of his father. And he says the proof is the pasuk that our Mishnah quoted. Vavartem es nachlos labitai. The Torah says that if there's no son, then we give it to the daughter. What is the Torah trying to teach us with those words? What the Torah is trying to teach us with those words is that that's not the way it's supposed to be. The Torah says that the way it's really supposed to be is that the son, who is the extension of the father, is the Yerush of the father. And that's why I saw that Rav Chaskel Abramsky says that even if somebody doesn't have children, but he has different relatives, and he's not necessarily close with his relatives, he says the Hilchos Yerusha are a part of the way the world exists. A part of the way the world exists is that relatives should be the Yerush of a relative, no matter if there are other people or not. So one of the halachas that clearly we've been learning is that a daughter in the place of a son doesn't get a Yerusha. But we know that we live in countries where the din of the Malchusa is that daughters are equal to sons. And the question is, what do we follow the din of the Malchusa in such a situation? The Rashba says the Chas v'Shalom, we can't apply the concept of Dina Machusa Dina because we can't apply the concept of Dina Machusa Dina in a place which is contrary, Masna Masha Kosova Torah, which is contrary to what it says in the Torah. And the Torah says, as we keep on learning, that the son comes before the daughter, and Dina the Machusa Dina would not make a difference. But one of the big questions that come up is that even though, as the Rajbah is telling us, Dina the Machusa Dina is not relevant when it's against what it says in the Torah, but legally, a daughter is going to have to sign off on the father's estate when he passes away. Is she obligated to sign off? Well, she could say, yes, I follow the halacha, Dina the Machusa Dina, I follow the halacha that I am not a Yerush, but why must I voluntarily sign away my share? And the Paiskim discuss, is she entitled to be for compensation for that signature? The Shas HaTshuvos Pnei Moshe already discusses this, and he says that she's entitled to 10%. Others say that she has to sign because her unwillingness to sign, her unwillingness to sign, this is the opinion of the Marit, is actually being part of an Avera, because a Torah says that she's not entitled to Yerusha. However, most Paiskim, as we said, the Pnei Moshe, so too is the opinion of the Shas HaTshuvos de Rechayim, Choshe Mishpat Chelik Beis Simen Gimel, and I saw the Tzitz Eliezer in Chelik Tezayin Simen and Beis, the halacha is that the daughters are entitled to get paid for agreeing to sign to make the Yerusha work legally. There is, of course, discussion how much she is entitled to. Certainly, we also know that halacha is that if father passes away, without when he left Yisoimim and Yisoimis, so even though the boys are the Yarshim, the halacha is that the minig became about 700 years ago that every single daughter gets a shtar chatzi zachar, that she gets a certain portion of the Yerusha. And I saw that the Aderes points out that how can we make these rules which are contrary to the Torah? So he explains that just like we find throughout Shas that Chachamim made rules because of situations that were coming up, here too, says the Aderes, that over the generations, Chazal saw that different rules had to be instituted, and they made these different things on behalf of the daughter. As we said in our shir, the Mishnah, the Torah never explicitly says that a father should be the Yerush of a son, even though, as we said, he does have a pretty strong place in the line. And the reason why that is because it's a terrible thing that a son should die before the father. But then the Ramban says another point. The Ramban says in Parashas Pinchas, in the Dor HaMidbar, there was never a situation that the father should die before, that the son should die before the father. In fact, what he explains is that part of the reason that it took 40 years for all the people of the Midbar to pass away was for that reason, because everybody was supposed to live as long as they're supposed to live. And part of that was that no son should ever die before a father. And then the Ramban says, but it is the halacha, and why isn't it mentioned in the Torah? So says the Ramban, one of the rules that we keep on learning in our shurim is that karav kaidim, that the closest relative goes first. And therefore, it's understood that if somebody is nifta without a son or a daughter, his closest relative is first. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, when it speaks, as we speak about Hilchos Yerusha, says, Kol HaKoidim B'Nachla, whoever takes precedent in the line of Nachla, Koidim Yerusha Malchus. V'loya Malchus Bavat will also have precedence regarding being a melech. It says the Rambam, V'loya Malchus Bavat, El Kol Ashroris, V'chol Numnuin Shev Yisrael, any position of prominence, Yerusha L'Benoi U'L'Ben B'Noi Ad Olam. But then the Rambam concludes, for who, when is a son the Yairish? For who Shia Ben Memalam Makayim Avoysa B'Chachman B'Yira, when he's worthy of that Yerusha. And the Bi'a Alocha in Or Chaim, Simon Nun Gimel, quotes the Shas of Tshuvas HaRashba, that if there was a Baal Tefillah that got old and he can't daven anymore, be the chazan, his son has precedence, even if there are people who may be better than him. Says the Steichemet, that when did the Rashbam say that a son comes first, even if there are people better than him? That's only in a case, says the Rashbam, where the other people, there's not such a significant difference between the other people and him. But if the other people are far superior to the son, then Hilchos Yerusha won't apply. And the same question comes up in Hilchos Rabbonus, on what circumstances do a Rav's children take the father's place, and in what situations do they not? Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbonim. The Torah says, Ish kiyamis uben einloi. Then the Torah says, as we've been learning, Vevatim s'nachlos l'bitai. The Torah says, Einli elo ben. We only know that the son, ben aben, oibasa ben, any of the descendants, as we keep on talking, of the son, his daughter, oiben basa ben, or his grandchildren, Menayin, how do we know that they come before anyone else when it comes to Hilchos Yerusha? Tamalayma Einloi. The Torah says, Einloi, we learn from the word Einloi, Ayin Alof. Look if there are any other relatives. And the way most Rishonim explain, the way to understand the word Einloi is the Torah could have spelled the word Ein without the Yud. The Torah says Einloi with the extra Yud to teach us Einloi to look if there are any relatives. The Rishonim Tosfos asks, we know there's a rule, B'nei Banim Harein Kabanim, that grandchildren are equivalent to children. So if B'nei Banim Harein Kabanim, so why do we have to have the special limud that the grandchildren take the place of their father? Obviously, B'nei Banim Harein Kabanim. So Tosfos answers that when do we use the word B'nei Banim, when do we say the concept of B'nei Banim Kabanim is only when the Torah uses the word Zera. Here, the Torah didn't use the word Zera. And since the Torah didn't use the word Zera, so that's why B'nei Banim are not, that's why we had to have a special limud to teach us from the word Einloi that the grandchildren take the place of the father. We learned, as we said, because the Torah said the word, the extra Yud, that those that say that in Lashon Kodesh, the letter Aleph and the letter Ayin could be substituted. If they could be substituted, so don't read the word Einloi, but Ayinloi. Bas, continues the Gemara, the Pasuk said, V'vartam es nachlos l'bitoi, Bas, Einli el Bas, that we know that if there's no son, Rechman Slon, then the daughter becomes the Yerush. Says the Mishnah, Einli el Bas, that's only, says the Gemara, only when there's the daughter, Bas Abbas, Ben Abbas, Abbas Ben Abbas, all of the daughter's descendants, Menayin, take the place of the daughter. Tamalaymer, the same wording, Einloi Bas, the Torah teaches us, Ayin Alov, we should look at the mother and look at our descendants. Okay, so says the Gemara, what does this mean? What we learn from here is that we keep on going up the ladder in the Yerusha, and we always look at the children and at their descendants. And if there are no children and therefore there are no descendants of the children, then we go up, and we go up to the father, and the father, and we look at the Nifter's brothers, and if there are no brothers, we keep on going up and up until Reuven, the head of the Shevet. So ask the Gemara, why do we go up to Reuven? V'leimad Yaakov, why don't we go back to Yaakov Avinu? Which he even further up, says the Gemara, because we want to learn from here a very important halacha. Amar Abaya, Gemiri, we learn from here to Lekala Shifta, that a Shevet will always exist. And as the Pasuk says, the Rashbam quotes this Pasuk, Kani Hashem Lo Shanisi V'atam B'nai Yaakov L'Chalisim, a Pasuk in Malachi, that the Pasuk says that Kani Hashem Lo Shanisi, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chai V'Kayom L'Netzach Netzachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here forever, the Shvatim, the 12 Shvatim, the 12 Shiftei Ka, will always be here forever. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yaakov Avinu, Goy V'Kal G'dol Goyim Yiyem Imcha. And the Brisk Rav explains, what do we learn from that Pasuk of Goy V'Kal Goyim Yiyem Imcha? So Brisk Rav points out the Targum Unklus. The Targum Unklus says, Goy V'Kal Goyim Am V'Sifa Shvatim. That what Yaakov Avinu was told, that not only would there always be a Klal Yisrael, but what's going to be is always a Sifa Shvatim. Klal Yisrael will always be comprised of the 12 Shiftei Ka. And he goes on to explain, we know that when Yaakov Avinu gave the brachas, he said, Ephraim and Menashe, Keruven v'Shimon Yimeli. And then he says, Hamalach HaGoy Loisi, Yivarech HaSonarim, V'kar Behem Shmi. What does it mean when he said, V'kar Behem Shmi? So says the Brisk Rav, what he meant to say was, V'kar Behem Shmi, that they will be included in my shame. What is the shame that I have? That there will always be Shvatim by Yaakov Avinu. And the Brisk Rav goes on to explain by the Slichas, we say, Zechor Bris Avram V'Kedis Yitzchak. This is a Slichas that we say in Erev Rosh Hashanah. And he says, what we mean to say in the Slichas is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu should remember the Bris Avos and the Imos Shvatim. He should remember what he promised to the Avos Imos. Ask the Gemara, but what about the Shvatim? Says the Brisk Rav, our Gemara says, Gemiri de Lekala Shifta, that the Shiftei Ka will remain forever. If the Shiftei Ka remain forever, we have nothing, we don't have to, then it's obvious and doesn't have to be even stated that we that will be here forever. So we've learned the halacha is that if somebody had a son and a daughter, and the halacha is if the son passed away, so we keep on learning in our shiur today that the son comes before the daughter. Not only him, but his descendants. And the daughter will get nothing. Begins the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, Kola Omer, Tirish Bas in Bas Aben. So the Gemara discusses a situation where there was a nifter, he had a son, but the only descendant that he left over was a daughter. So the two people that were left over by this nifter were a granddaughter, a son's daughter, and a daughter, so an aunt. The question is, who should be the Yorish? So by learning our Mishnah, the Mishnah is very clear that the son, that the daughter, the granddaughter is the Yorish, the tzedakim. The Tzedakim and the Beis Susim, as we learned in Pirkei Avos, the Mishnah says, Perik Aleph Mishnah Gimel, Al Tiyok Avodim HaMashamshim Sarav HaMnasal Kaba Pras, don't be like those that serve for pay, for reward, Al Havak Avodim HaMashamshim Rav Shloim HaMnasal Kaba Pras, not for reward, V'hei Mer Shemayim Aleichem. We should only serve Hashem without an expectation of reward. Tzaddik and Baisis were taught this halacha to the Talmidim, and the Talmidim used this to make a big mistake. And they thought that there's no schar for mitzvahs. And if that's the case, then they denied anything that the Chacham said when Torah Shebal Peh. They only believed in Torah Shebal Peh, Shebal Ksav. All this came because of their misunderstanding of what Chazal said. And they were the ones that we have throughout Shas what it's Tzedakim. And that's why they took this halacha that we're learning in our Mishnah and disagreed with it. And they said that our Mishnah said that the granddaughter will get the Yerusha. And they said that the aunt and the granddaughter share that Yerusha. And Rav Huna Amarav says that a few Nashi should be Yisrael, even the greatest person in Klal Yisrael. And as the Rashbam explains, under normal circumstances, when the Nasi says something, we pay attention. If there should be a Nasi Shav Yisrael that would say that that's the halacha, that the granddaughter and the aunt should share, ain't shemulai. Shein al mas tzedakim. Anybody who explains the pasuk this way is following the tzedakim. The Tanya, there's a Megillas Tanis, which lists all the days that are Yom Tovim that we don't fast on them. And it says there, on Arba Esrim Tevis, on the 24th day of Tevis, Tavna Ladina. That was the day that the halacha was reestablished, as the Torah teaches us. Shayat Stoikim Oimrim, Tira Shabbas, and Basaben, that the aunt and the granddaughter shared the Russia. Nitmilam Rabbi Yochim and Zakai, and Rabbi Yochim and Zakai heard this, it said, Amalam Shaitim, Menayin Zelechem. Where do you take this? We've been learning that descendants take the place of the father. And therefore, in this case, the granddaughter takes the place of her father. Nobody from the tzedakah was able to respond. There was one of the zakenim of the tzedakah that tried. If a granddaughter has the ability to yarshin, so therefore, the daughter, his own daughter, shouldn't his own daughter take also get a share? But that, like Hoshkein, but that was absolutely incorrect. And that's how it came to make a mistake.